This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's annoying when, okay, you have a clear view of the stage, you know, and you've gone to the venue early enough, and then you're blocked by this damn phone screen.
All right, it's time to look at our next story of the day. Yep. And Jack White of the White Stripes fame is looking to make a change at his concerts. Yeah, when I say nothing, I say everything. They put
me down in the lazaretto. Born my end. So will you put your phone down for a few hours in order to enjoy a show? That's a question Jack White fans will have to ask themselves if they're planning on, seeing any of his upcoming shows.
That's right. He's going on a US tour with a statement announcing that shows would be phone-free. And what that means these days is no photos, video or audio recording devices allowed.
That's right. That's part of the deal. So they're saying that they think you'll enjoy looking up from your gadgets for a little while. And experience music and our shared love of it in person. So upon arrival at the venue, all phones and other photo or video capturing gizmos will be secured in a pouch that will be unlocked at the end of the show.
Yes, so these are very interesting pouches. I've had to submit my phones when I've gone for certain screenings and preview screenings where they put it in a pouch and then they kind of lock down this pouch with a special key. You get to hold on to it, but you can't access it. Mm-hmm. I have to say I'm kind of for this. I mean, there are so many times when I go to the concert and I see people watching the concert through the screen of their phone because they're videoing the whole thing.
But you're not alone. So this seems to be a bit of a pet peeve for Jack White. He criticized people at his gigs, right, in 2014 who spend more time on their mobile phones than watching the artist perform, right? So he says, I'm not... If they can't give me, the audience can't give me the energy back, maybe I'm wasting my time. So I think that's part of the deal where you feed off the energy from the audience, and that's what makes a live performance so compelling. But I'm going to say this. I think it's a little bit ironic. I feel that there's a similarity between the fight for attention, whether it's for an artist who's performing live or for a social media addict who lives for the likes.
Because oh, yeah,
it's,
correct.
It's a fight for eyeballs, you know, a fight for real estate and for artists that feed off of that energy. It's almost surprising that they don't understand the audience's need for much of the same, really.
Yes, and I know, but that's a new thing, right? Mm. I mean, in the past, it was you servicing the artist. And now with Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and likes and shares and all of that stuff, it's the artist servicing you because you're showing off as well. Hey, check it out. I was at a Jack White concert.
So when you post it online, it's a deliberate act, right? Get on your soapbox, your digital soapbox. You know, look at me, listen to me, and only me.
But it's weird. I too have taken photos at concerts. I've taken some videos. And I've never, ever looked at them ever again. Mm. You know, it just felt like the thing to do at the time. And then it disappears into the ether of my phone, never to be seen. Now, you know, performers of all kinds, right, from the likes of Adele to WWF wrestlers, have had a problem with this. Now, fans using phones during their shows. So to get a perspective of what it's like to be on stage whilst having hundreds of phones pointing at you, we have with us comedian Jason Leong. Jason, thank you so much for joining us. Now, I know you're not the funniest man in the world, but how do you feel when you're doing your thing up there and when you look out into the crowd and all you see is a sea of telephones?
That's right.
Or does it bother you, Jason?
Yeah, it does bother me because it means that I'm not funny enough, and then they are looking at their phones, which cannot be more interesting than me on stage. But this doesn't really happen mostly. It's just one or two. It's quite unlikely to happen in a comedy show where there are a sea of people on their phones. You know, most of the time they are staring at me, they are listening to me, but one or two people will be using their phones to record me, like a souvenir, a digital souvenir to send to their friends.
Ah, well, have you ever called people out for recording you? I mean, they could be uploading your material online and all of that.
Not really concerned about it being uploaded. When someone records me, it usually doesn't happen because they know that they're not supposed to record. So I'll just playfully say, like, hey, don't record later, I'll go to jail or something like that. So... I remember a comedian, I think he was from America, his name is David Schmidt, and he, whenever someone tries to like take a picture of on stage or whenever someone whips out a phone, he will take the phone and say like, hey, would you like to see an impression of an anaconda pressed up against a plexiglass? And then he'll shove the phone into his pants.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and then after he'll take out the phone and give it back to the guy who just gave him the phone to his genitals. So, I mean, that's one of the many ways we can retaliate, so which I find quite amusing, but generally, yeah, it doesn't happen.
Classy.
So, Jason, I guess you won't be doing a Jack White anytime soon then and ask your audience to put their phones away while you're on stage.
Standard theatre rules apply. I think when they come for my show, we'll say, please, no photography, digital recording allowed of any kind. So that's like a very clear indicator that you need to put your phone away. Oh. Stand-up comedy is a live show where there is no wall, really. There's no fourth wall. It is the performer and the audience occupying the same space in real time. So sometimes I've seen what comedians do is someone's phone rings, and then the comedian will snatch the phone and answer the phone in front of everyone. So I think, conversely, people are afraid of being caught out with your phones at a live stand-up comedy show.
Thank you very much for that, Jason. That was stand-up comedian Jason Leong on his thoughts on fans using phones during performances. He's right, you know. You know what happens, Caroline? The comedian will heckle you in return.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are terrified of that.
Yeah, I mean, heckling doesn't go down very well here. We have a 10-minute poll running on our Twitter page. Jack White has banned the use of mobile phones at his shows. Would you go to a concert that bans all photo or video recordings? So far, 69% have voted saying, yes, I will still go.
That's good. That's good. We've got some music coming your way. But just a reminder, you can talk back at any time. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899 and keep those tweets coming in at BFM Radio. Don't forget to take part in our polls as well. First up, Marvin Gaye with Can I Get a Witness on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.